A federal appeals court in San Francisco has overturned the death sentences of about 100 inmates in three western states. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the death sentences must be thrown out because they were imposed by judges, not juries. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The ruling by the appellate court comes in the extraordinary case of Warren Summerlin, an Arizona man who in 1982 was convicted of murder. Summerlin had earlier been diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic and later as functionally retarded, but he was judged competent to stand trial. During the proceedings, his first defense attorney was having an affair with the prosecutor. The judge in the case was a heavy user of marijuana and apparently had confused the facts of two murder cases over which he was presiding. Nevertheless, the judge convicted Summerlin and sentenced him to death. During the course of Summerlin's appeal, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled last year that only juries and not judges can impose the death penalty. By an 8-3 vote, the San Francisco-based Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decided that the new rule should apply retroactively to inmates on death row, inmates such as Warren Summerlin. Ken Murray is one of the federal public defenders who argued on Summerlin's behalf.
That's a fundamental right under our Constitution that goes back to the Bill of Rights. You have a right to a jury trial. And what the court has really said is in a capital case, in a case where the person can lose their life, they have a right to a jury trial. The bottom line is this goes to the very essence of our criminal justice system.
The Ninth Circuit's ruling affects 89 death row inmates in Arizona, at least 15 in Idaho, and 5 in Montana. Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard says he will appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court because it conflicts with other appellate decisions, finding the high court's ruling is not retroactive.
We're just waiting until we find out what the final decision of the U.S. Supreme Court is going to be. If it affirms the Ninth Circuit, then there will be new trials as to specifically the sentencing provision for each of these individuals.
Two other states, Nebraska and Colorado, also allowed judges to impose the death penalty. The federal appeals court that has jurisdiction over those states has yet to rule on the constitutionality of the judge's power. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.